1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUE News Time, 8:22, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to be joined on the KVUE Sutherland studio line by Steve Jowers, who is the superintendent in waiting for USD 386, Madison Virgil.
Steve, good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing, guys?
We're all right. How about you today?
We're doing good. It's a great
good
morning.
Yeah, it is a great morning, and a great morning to talk about what's taking place here at Madison Virgil. Give us your thoughts here on how things are going, at least district-wide here, through the first half of the fall semester.
Fast. Everything's been going really fast so far. You know, we just finished up our first 9 weeks. We got parent-teachers conferences coming up next week. But I can't believe, you know, we're getting toward the end of October. We've had a great start to the year. Our staff has done an amazing job keeping the focus on our students, which was kind of going into the year, kind of what I wanted. I wanted our teachers and staff members to get the focus back on the students. Because I felt like, you know, with everything going out on in the world right now, you know, there's something to be said about teachers, you know, and how they affect students. And, you know, we can bring that sense of normalcy back at least somewhat going through this. But I wanted them to, again, keep the focus on students. Remember why they got into teaching in the first place, because a lot of this job right now is pretty stressful. But it felt good to have the students back in the building again. Feel like we're slowly coming back to that sense of normalcy, and it's a great feeling.
So is there any normalcy to embrace, Steve? It seems like it's coming back, so you think we're getting there?
I feel like slowly we're getting there. Baby steps, but... You know, there are moments in the day where, you know, I feel like we're just like we were 2-3 years ago, you know, just not having to worry about the pandemic. Numbers in Greenwood County have been going down, which has been really good. Beginning of the year, they were pretty high. But like most areas, you know, we're starting to settle down a little bit, and hopefully that trend continues.
What are your what's your level of COVID protocols at this stage of the game right now?
You know, we have the we looked at that ELC grant and the testing options through KDHE, test to know, test to learn, and then test to stay, play, and participate. And we adopted those at the beginning of the year. And along with that, we looked at the ELC grant and applied for that and ended up getting that. So we're looking at hiring two registered nurses for the district, one at the elementary and one at the high school. But with that, you know, we work with Greenwood County Health really closely to develop a plan that works best for our students, you know, whether that be coming in on a daily basis and getting tested before returning to school, or if it's a shortened quarantine time, you know, your 7 days, or if that person just needs to go in quarantine for that full 10 days because of repeat exposure. So we take all those things in consideration whenever we're looking at what plan works best. But, no, it's been really good. Great relationship with Vicki at Greenwood County Health, and she's just been amazing to work with.
So, Steve, what about the numbers you've seen so far? Have they been have you had significant moments of numbers, or have things been pretty level since you started?
We had a moment there where we had a couple classes that had an exposure that we had to quarantine, but we did a shortened quarantine on those. But other than that, it's been, knock on wood, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far, you know, but these things are going to happen. And when they do, we just got to remember, you know, hey, we're just going to get through it. I know we're pretty short-staffed at Greenwood County Health, so a lot of the testing and, you know, the contact tracing has fallen on the schools. And it's, I know a lot of the times we call and we're like, hey, your child's on quarantine. We get some upset parents, but I just remind them, you know, hey, I didn't get into education. Nobody got into education to keep kids out of school or to quarantine them or anything like that. You know, this is just something that we're doing right now, and we're going to get through, but, you know, we just need your support in the meantime.
Steve, how important is the sense of normality here? And you've kind of referenced that a couple of times here, getting back to obviously pre-pandemic normal will be great, but in the interim, how important is a sense of normality with how things are currently going here to just simply setting the atmosphere for learning?
It's really important. You want to come in and start, you know, having your staff kind of get to know you. I've been here 3 years as a principal, so they kind of know me, but the high school really didn't because I didn't do much interaction over here. But, you know, you want them to get to know you. You want to get to know them and what they can do without all the other obstacles in the way, like, you know, going through this pandemic. But, you know, just keeping the focus on the students was my main thing, and I think they really liked and appreciate that. I felt like last year when we came in, we were more worried about the pandemic and, you know, the things we could do and couldn't do or were having to do instead of that focus being on what we're here to do, and that's educate the kids.
And we're talking with USD 386 Madison Virgil Superintendent. Is it to be? What's the official title there, Steve? What do you like us to use?
I always say acting superintendent.
Okay, gotcha.
Because when everybody says, oh, you're the superintendent, oh, I'm just acting. I'm acting. acting superintendent
year.
Right now.
So
yeah,
how,
exactly.
So how's that been? You know, I guess Mike Argabright is helping out. How's that relationship been?
You know, it's been great. Dr. Argabright has been such a helpful voice for me, especially I tend to over embellish things or talk too much at times, and he goes, you know, just give the facts, you know, keep it blunt, you know, just straight to the point, those type of things. You don't have to extend so far, and he tells me that quite a bit, and I just continue to do it for some reason. But no, he's been great. Any questions I have, I'll give him a call. Anything that's coming down the pipeline, he gives me a heads up on. I still got a great relationship with Stu Meckel, the previous superintendent here. Anytime I need to say, hey, what the heck were you doing here, or why'd you do this, I usually give him a call. But he's been helpful, too, and helped me to kind of go through some of this. But it's been a little stressful, but I tell you what, it's going to be a really good experience moving forward. And I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity here at 386. And I'm just glad the board trusted me enough to kind of put me in this position.
Well, you can be straight to the point and blunt elsewhere. We like you to talk, Steve, here when you're on with us, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Steve, what's involved in the superintendent certification process for those folks that myself included, don't know?
So there's a couple different levels of certification. So you know, obviously, if you have your teaching license, then you have to go up from there as your building license. So I went to school a few years back and got my educational leadership master's at Emporia State, which led me to get my building level licensure. Well, in order to be a superintendent, you have to move up again and get your district level licensure, and that's an additional 15 or 18 hours, depending on what program you go through. But I'm going through Emporia State again. On all three of my degrees from there. But it's additional 18 hours. This summer I took 12 hours, and that was just kind of like your basic classes. Budget, leadership, educational programs, and philosophy. And then this semester I'm taking my practicum 1, and then next semester I'll take my practicum 2. And then I'll have to take the state exam to get my district-level license after that.
Woof, and you'll be ready to go after all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of extra study involved.
So, Steve,
it is.
Yeah. Well, Steve, what about enrollment numbers? How are things looking as you finish up your fall semester?
Enrollment's up this year, and that was kind of a surprise to me because normally the kind of trend we see is our numbers will be up at the elementary and then slightly lower at the high school, and that's kind of a trend we've followed for quite some time. But our enrollment has increased well over 10, 15 kids which, I mean, it's at the highest it's been since I've been here the last 4 or 5 years. So that has been a great, and our numbers are up at both buildings. So that's been really, really good, and hopefully we can continue that trend moving forward. And, you know, everybody's like, well, what's the cause for that? And I said, well, I'm going to be honest, I'm really not sure. You know, we've just had, you know, more and more kids enroll. I know we've had some out-of-district kids, which have been really good, but, you know, no spot in particular that can really tell for the huge increase.
Is there like a set of grades? Is there a bubble that's going through the district right now with different grades where you're seeing maybe a larger increase versus other grades, or is it pretty much uniform across your grade spectrum?
I'll tell you what, it's kind of funny because you'll have a large class, and then the very next class will be a small class. The class after that will be a large class, so it goes large, small, large, small, large, small. But our biggest classes right now are eighth grade, and eighth grade, kindergarten, third grade, and I believe 10th grade. Those are our largest classes so far. So pretty spaced out, which is good. It's good.
And talking with acting USD 386 Madison Virgil Superintendent Steve Jowers. What about staffing right now, Steve? Were you in good shape heading into the school year? And I know that a lot of districts have been having shortages in some areas, not specifically teachers, but in other staffing throughout the district, including bus drivers. How are you there?
So I was talking to some superintendents over the summer, and I think it was Garden City. He was telling me, superintendent over there was saying he had 52 or 55 openings that he had to fill, and this was July. And I was like, how are you going to do it? He goes, oh, we'll find a way. But for us, we didn't have a lot of openings, which was really good. We had one teacher opening that we needed to fill, and that was from the previous superintendent's wife, but we were able to fill that one last year, last spring. We had a great candidate pool there, just a really good candidate pool. And then, you know, we've had some bus drivers positions come available, but we've been able to fill those with people from the community who just kind of, you know, had their CDL, be like, hey, what do I got to do to be a bus driver? And we've kind of helped them along the way do that. We've hired some more staff, more support in our early learning center. But other than that, we've had issues with cooks, but, you know, we're getting those under control now. I think we got a full staff, and, you know, hopefully that continues because I know how hard it is to find anybody right now. I know we're all kind of feeling that, and you have a position open and no applicants, and that makes things hard. Yeah,
indeed.
You know, Steve, you just spewed three words that are the envy of many here, not only in this area, probably, but across the country. You said we had a great candidate pool.
Yep.
So many people wish they could say that in the area.
Hey, Steve, last time I think we talked about this back in June, you'd mentioned here about some of your goals and objectives, specifically revolving around ag-oriented education programs, an expanded weight room, and then also maybe getting more word out about the Early Learning Center that was recently implemented. How are things going on those fronts?
Early Learning Center numbers are really high, and we're continuing to push kind of our limits on, you know, do we hire another staff member there if we get any more students to or any more families to take advantage of that, which is great. You know, when we first started that 3 years ago, we didn't think we would have the numbers we have now. We were thinking maybe half of it, and then we were very surprised, and it's just continued to help us. And the more we can get those kids here, the more we can, you know, start to transition them and get them more kindergarten ready, which is part of our KESA accreditation process. But as far as ag, our ag program is doing great. We hired a transition to teaching teacher, and he's done a fantastic job really taking that program, the ag program itself, and FFA, and really has expanded on all of those. They're going to the national FFA conference here in the next couple of weeks, so I'm excited to hear what they have to report back from that. They're competing at lots of competitions and placing and doing a wonderful job. As far as the two buildings, I know we're still in the process. We just sent out an RFP. We had two local companies who sent back as potential architects. So we're going to be interviewing those at the next board meeting and picking one of those. But, you know, we're looking at doing an ag building and, you know, kind of doing a science or animal science based ag program there. And then a weight room onto our school that would help to serve the community as well. So those are we're in the infancy stage on both of those, but, you know, wheels are turning. We're going down the right direction there, and hopefully we continue to make progress in that.
And you've got a pretty successful high school football team again this year, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been impressed with all of our sports. You know, junior high football and volleyball just wrapped up, and we have junior high basketball that started practice this week. Our high school volleyball team placed third at league, which was awesome. Yeah. So shout out to Ashley Redeker and doing an awesome job with those girls. And then, yeah, our high school football team is currently undefeated and looking up to wrap up first place in district play this Friday at Burden. But I also want to say that this was the first year that we added cross-country team that has really exceeded expectations. We hired Coach Jen Bowles, and she deserves a lot of credit for getting that program started. She came back to us at the end of last track season and said, you know, hey, it would be very, very important. Or I think it would be very good for these kids, you know, who aren't involved in volleyball, who aren't involved in football, to have an opportunity to participate in a sport. And, you know, I think cross country would be great for all sports, you know, whether it be basketball or, you know, next track season. Cross country is one of those things that would help. And, you know, when you have the support of Fred McClain, too, that kind of helps. But he came in and talked about, you know, how great of a coach Jen was and really supported us in starting a cross-country program. But, you know, she's got them competing at a great high level, and I've been really impressed with what they've done so far.
Outstanding. Well, Steve, we really appreciate your time here with us this morning. Best of luck as you continue through the fall term and then get into the spring semester early next year.
Well, thank you, and thank you guys for everything you guys do for the Emporia community and the surrounding communities as well. You guys are amazing, so thank you guys so much.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Great job. We appreciate it.
Yep, take care.
Yeah, Steve Jowers, acting USD 386 Madison Virgil superintendent. We know that now. That does sound pretty good, though, acting.
Yes, it does.
So we thank Steve, and obviously doing a great job. Sounds like things are going well, USD 386, and I think they have got a good superintendent there, hopefully for a long time.
Agreed. Sounds good. Don't want to, do want to remind you here that we will be shifting tomorrow. As we mentioned already, we'll have an 8:05 newscast interview with Newman Regional Health Director of Pharmacy Jordan Klein as we talk about booster and third dose availability for COVID-19 vaccinations. We are finalizing our list for the Newsmaker 2 slot, but we can tell you that is going to be a USD 252 honor flight preview, and we'll be posting exactly who's going to be on with us probably later today here on KVOE. And we'll also have another community partner spotlight for the United Way of the Flint Hills. We got one coming here in just a couple of minutes. Tomorrow's guest will be Victoria Partridge with Communities and Schools.
Thank you, Chuck. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272. Good morning. It's 840.
Modern Air and Lennox have a full line of products specifically designed to provide